Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so let's get into how to start a brain fitness program. Now, my guest is Alvaro Fernandez, co-author of The Sharp Brain's Guide to Brain Fitness. Mr. Fernandez, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Yeah, pleasure to be with you.
So we got a guest on the line. His name is Joe from San Diego, and he has a question for you, which I think is a great question that leads into this next part about brain fitness. Joe, you there?
Hello, Dr. Mike.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah, Mike. I'm well. My question is, I've been seeing advertised on television and on the internet these computer programs. If I could mention the name, the most prominent one is Luminosity, that claim to improve your brain by going through these computerized exercises. Are they legitimate? And I'm sort of
concerned. Yeah, so Alvaro, do you want to handle that one?
Yeah, sure. No, that's a perfect question, and that's a very common question these days, so I'm more than happy to answer. Is that the question you had, Joe, or do you want to complete it, or is that it?
Yeah, I think that's Joe's question. Just okay. do these programs Super. Work, Alvaro? What do you think?
Yeah. So they can work. So there are good news and bad news. The bad news is that nothing prevents Alzheimer's disease. So if something has the marketing as do this and you will not have cognitive decline or Alzheimer's disease, that is clearly misleading, so that's not true. However, what is true is that some programs can help improve whatever we train. The same as if we go to a health club and we train our abdominals, we will get better abdominals. So we just need to know what is really what we are trying to improve on. And in the book itself, we reviewed many of the most popular programs, what science they had, what were the customer satisfaction rates among their users. And there were four specific programs that rated very high, and I'm happy to mention them here. In the book, we describe them in more detail. But one was, in fact, the one you mentioned, Luminosity, not as a very specific training, but as an overall workout that probably is better than doing just crossword puzzles. So again, it's not perfect.
So, Alvaro, in your book, The Sharp Brain's Guide to Brain Fitness, there's a whole review of all these different programs, Luminosity does pretty
Correct.
Good. So, Joe, I would definitely check out that book on Amazon, and you can get a nice review of all those. Let's get into this, because this, as a matter of fact, in your book, you talk about four types of brain training, and one of those is computer-based software. So we've covered that. That's in the book, and there's good reviews there. There's three other types of brain training. One of them is cognitive. What does that entail?
Yep. So that's based on what is called cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's how to reframe our thoughts. And that often is used in the context of dealing with stress or depression. But now all of us, we are dealing with stress. We can learn how to deal with our thoughts. So, for example, imagine I get lost when I'm driving my car in my commute. I can be very, very stressed. Or I can think, wow, this is a free way to exercise my brain, to find the best way to go back to my house. So to be able to reframe our thoughts consciously, that is brain training. It improves what is part of the executive functions in the frontal lobes that help us self-regulate. So often we don't.
So let me get this straight. You're saying if I'm driving my car, like I have my normal route that I go home, right? If I take a different route home and just kind of exercise, you know, do a little exercise where I go down different roads I may have never seen before, you know, make a right-hand turn and just try to, whatever it is, get back around. That's cognitive training that actually works?
Yeah. Well, two things. Not only that effort, because you have to find a way to go back to your route, but even the framing the thought. Instead of becoming stressed or paranoid where I'm going, just being able to control your own thought pattern and to think, this is an exercise, this is good for me, you are rewiring little by little your model of thinking. And yes, that's brain training. There is a very useful sentence called cells that fire together, wire together. Meaning, the more you engage in thought patterns like that, positive thought patterns, those neurons are getting stronger, more connected, and that way we can support those brain functions longer in life.
And what's really cool about that, Alvaro, is that's free. I don't have to join a website or buy a software program.
Yep.
And I definitely want people buying your book, but I could do that when I go home. So that's cognitive brain training. The next type that you have is meditation, and I know that that's very important for you. So talk a little bit about what meditation, like what is it for you, and what that does for the brain.
Yep. There's many types of meditation. The one we talk more in the book, because that's where we have more research now, is mindfulness meditation. It's being more aware of one's thoughts and emotions and just letting them go instead of being consumed by them. So it requires a bit of practice, but in 10, 12 hours of practice, there's very good science that says that's the minimum required to already train our brains to be more calm, to have a better perspective, to make better decisions. And in a sense, it's also free. You can practice at home, or you can attend some classes in some nearby either health club or different places, but just being aware of our thoughts, emotions, and learning how to regulate them through meditation, through breathing and visualizing techniques is as powerful brain training as any of the other methodologies.
And do you think that that meditation aspect kind of connects then to what we talked about in the previous segment, the stress reduction? I mean, I think people,
exactly,
there's a lot of good studies that show people that pray or meditate, they're less stressful, their outlook
yep.
is better, they do better when they get sick. That's probably the connection, you think?
Exactly. That's precisely the beautiful connection. And we start, in fact, the book with helping people understand the brain. Because if we don't understand how the brain works, how can we improve it? And I mentioned this, for example, many people complain about their memory, but often the bottleneck is not memory. It is maybe we didn't pay enough attention. And maybe we didn't pay enough attention because we were very stressed in the moment. So if we learn how to regulate stress, we will be able to pay more attention to important things, and then we will be more likely to remember them. So the brain is
right.
a complex system. We have to really understand how it works, and then we can really improve it.
So we're going through the types of brain training. We got cognitive, we have the meditation, that mindfulness aspect, which is probably, you know, linked to that stress reduction. Another one you list in there is biofeedback. And so I kind of have an idea what that is, but how does biofeedback, first of all, maybe explain briefly what it is, and how does that relate to what we're talking about here with the brain?
Yeah. So for example, a fun fact that people don't know is that when the media talks about lie detectors don't detect lies. They only detect anxiety. So you have a sensor in different parts, either in the ear or the fingertip, that measures your physiological stress. So with that same technology, which is called biofeedback, you can use it to be more aware of your stress level. And there are some games that come with the game and also this sensor technology to help you learn how to breathe and visualize in a way that really helps you master your own stress level. So it's like a way to learn how to meditate in a much more efficient manner because you have a real-time feedback
right.
mechanism.
Yeah, you're able to kind of respond to how you're going through that stress reduction. That's essentially what biofeedback is you're getting some information back that you can then respond to. So that's cognitive brain training, meditation, biofeedback, and then, of course, the computer-based software stuff that Joe from San Diego was asking about. The book is called The Sharp Brain's Guide to Brain Fitness. Alvaro, where can people purchase this book?
As you say, maybe that's the brain exercise. Where do your listeners think they can find it? Of course, in Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, every place where they buy books, essentially.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. It is a good, but great reviews, by the way. So it's something you should check out if brain health is really important to you. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.